take some final calls here. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with us on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm being from Augusta, Georgia.
Hi.
My mom was born in 47 on July 7th, and she passed away last year on July 8th. That was just kind of a weird situation. I drive a tow truck on the weekends, and I picked up a guy, and he said he was from California. He was in the service. I picked him up, and as we was going down the road, he said he's never been to Georgia, but he wanted to go to this local fort that we have and be dropped off there. And then we got to talking about different things, and my mom was in the car, and she brought up the situation of an alien, you know, alien encounters that she's, you know, seen or had, and she never really come public with them. Well, he just started rattling off about Operation Green Light, Blue Light, Operation, I don't know what it was, what he was talking about, and it scared us so bad we actually pulled over, called 911, the police came, he had some warrants out of California.
He never
got his pickup truck, never heard from him. I don't even know what, it scared us to death, and I didn't even, we never even told anybody about it. We just said that the truck was impounded, and it's sitting in the storage lot for years and years.
That's a strange story. I don't know about that. I mean, did he didn't threaten you or anything. It was just his story that scared you.
No, he rattled off, and he started talking so fast and almost in a different language. And he said something about microchips inside. They put this inside. And he said he'd never been to Georgia, but he wanted to go to Fort Gordon. He wanted to see a certain colonel. He wanted to go now and just... You know, I don't know. It really scares, you know.
Bill, what do you think?
Wow. You know, it just tells you, look, if you know about UFOs, don't talk about them to strangers because you're going to wind up in the
asylum. They'll take you away or jail. West of the Rockies, you're on with us. Hi there.
Hello. Hey. Hey, guys, great show. Very interesting. I've always been very interested in the UFO phenomenon since I was a young kid. But I read my favorite authors in the field, John Keel and Jacques Vallée.
Sure.
And these guys eventually come to the conclusion that the UFO assumption that it's extraterrestrial may be an assumption, and it may be something that this phenomenon wants people to think it is, and it may not be what it is supposed to. You know, it may be like a Trojan horse, as John Keel calls it, Jacques Vallée calls them the cosmic jokers. That affidavit is unbelievable. That's amazing.
Oh, absolutely. And Jacques Vallée, if I recall, Bill, from reading a lot of the work that UFO Magazine has published about the individual, basically he believes in messengers of deception. He believes that what's happening now are dimensional beings or entities. Am I correct?
Yes, that's exactly right. He believes that we're not talking about people from a different star system per se, but actually from a different dimension. And one of the things that Vallée said to Peter Sturrock, who chaired the Rockefeller Commission on the study of UFOs, was that UFOs were so prevalent around our planet that astronomers would actually get angry at the UFOs in the way between them and the star they were looking at.
What we don't know about the situation at Roswell is whether these were extraterrestrial, whether they came from a hollow Earth, whether they came from another dimension. We don't know this, right?
We don't. The only clue that I had was from this naval officer. He was from the Office of Naval Intelligence, ONI, called George Hoover. We've talked about him before, who said that he was the Corso of the Navy, and that the military believed, and he said he knew, that these entities were not so much interplanetary, but they were literally time travelers. And the big secret is that they were us from the future, and that we and they had the same powers, and that was the real fear of the government, that we had the ability to manipulate reality around us. We've always had that ability. We just didn't know how to use it. And if we ever learned how to use it and we're not ready for it, we would cause chaos. And that was the big secret that the Navy eventually found out.
Bill Burns, one incredible story, one that we've been waiting for a long time. And maybe, just maybe, Bill, this will be the beginning of more disclosure. What do you think?
If I were Peter Gersten, Stephen Bassett, Stephen Greer, if I were they, I would be at this moment in time getting my FOIA letters ready, because here's a legal document, an affidavit, that you could drop on the desk of the Air Force chief of staff and say, the records are there. Here's an affidavit from one of your officers. This describes
the
proof.
Yep.
Disclose the record.
You got it right. Bill, thanks so much. Bill Burns, publisher of UFO Magazine. I'm George Norrie, and Coast to Coast continues in a moment.